What's up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. We are coming to you from Artist Alley in New York Comic Con, and I'm here with the always awesome Frank Thierry. Frank, welcome. Good chatting with you again.
Oh, it is always awesome to talk to me. I agree with that, yes.
Yes, and humble, I should have
yes,
said.
Yes, and humble, yes, exactly. Yes, and humble. But good talking to you too, pal. Yes. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, for sure. So excited to chat about this. Before we get into the book that we're going to talk about, which is, just to mention it up here, it's Arcbound, coming out soon from Dark Horse, then to Kickstarter. But I just love checking in with people. I know it's very early on. We're only talking mid-afternoon on Thursday. But what has the con been like for you?
It's already crazy. I mean, it's freaking Thursday, and it's a fucking manhouse. Oh, I can't curse.
No, right? you can curse. Go for it.
It's a fucking manhouse in here, man. I mean, what the hell? I mean, it's Thursday, and it feels like a Saturday, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
You know, I'm already exhausted, you know.
You know what I've seen? This, not apropos of the interview at all, but you're the first person I talked to you about this. There's a lot more alcohol going on, I've noticed. Like, have you seen this? There's, like, a bunch of specialty cocktails.
Unfortunately, there was too much alcohol for me last night.
Okay.
You know, I always tend to overdo it on the first night because I'm an idiot. You know what I mean? Yeah. And hence why I dragged my ass in here this morning, you know.
All right, so there's no alcohol here is what I'm going to tell you.
Not right now, no.
Yeah, exactly.
Tonight there'll be alcohol.
Exactly. All right, well, let's talk about the book. So this is a big project, was announced at San Diego Comic-Con. It's you, it's Scott Snyder, it's Tom Hardy, all working together on this wild sci-fi premise. I'm sure you're getting this a lot, but given that you have three very disparate people. How do you work together on it? How does it actually...
Well, I mean, Scott and I have a working relationship that dates back to D.C., where we worked on... we've worked on a number of projects, you know, most notably the death metal stuff.
Right.
So, metal, death metal, all that stuff. So, I mean, me and Scott, we've worked together enough that we know our strengths, our weaknesses. Scott tends to do big world stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm more grim and gritty, you know what I'm saying? So, we complement each other pretty well. We know where each one fits, you know what I mean, in the equation.
Well, but then you're working Tom Hardy into the equation.
Yes, well, then we're
so
working Tom Hardy.
How does that change
things? Tom gives us ideas. He'll read it, give us ideas on what to do and what to improve, and we look to implement them. He's actually been very good to work with, I have to say. You know, no Hollywood bullshit, you know. The way I always work is best idea wins. I don't care where it's from. And Tom has so far felt the same, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's, he's never imposed his will or anything like that, you know. And he cares about the project. You know, it's not just like he's slapping his name on.
Mm-hmm.
He does actually care about what we're doing and you know, and where this goes from there.
Well, this is maybe a little bit too much of comic book history, but I do feel like there was this point where you'd have a Hollywood star would come in and they'd be like, yeah, draw me into the book. I'm going to star.
Right,
this is my movie pitch. This doesn't...
This is not that.
This
no,
is not
this
that.
Is not that. This is not somebody just, you know, slap my image on there or slap my name on there. It's not. He's very involved in the process. He really wants this to work. He really gives a shit, honestly.
Well, so then what is he bringing in? Is he sort of like the producer? Is he potentially the eventual star?
I don't know what his exact title is. Right. I mean, you know.
Well, I guess how are you treating him?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he comes in, he brings in ideas, he brings in thoughts and whatnot, and we look to implement them.
Does he do the Bane voice when you're talking?
I've asked him to do the Bane
you
voice.
Have
I have asked him to do the Bane voice. He wouldn't do it.
Well, wait.
He laughed.
Yeah. And what about Venom, though? I mean, you've written Venom, so did he ask you for any advice there?
No, I don't think he needs my advice to do Venom. But, you know, we have discussed that. You know, he's really a down-to-earth guy, I have to say. You know what I mean? He's been good to work with.
All right, well, to move on from the Tom Hardy, let's talk about the actual concept of the book. What I take away from this seems... obviously, like the best sci-fi, it's working off of stuff that is happening in the real world now. And it seems like it's very... maybe anti-corporate is too strong, but that's definitely the direction it's going in. Is that kind of the themes you're working with?
Sort of.
Yes. Okay, well, you describe it then.
Well, I mean, the story is basically where Earth is dying, and the last-ditch effort, they send a ship out to, and they find this element called chromium. And this is a lifesaver. This is a game changer. Because chromium is something they now use to power everything. It powers their society. It powers their weaponry. It powers their defenses. It powers their machines. Everything. So they're very dependent on that. The problem is what they learn eventually is that chromium, to mine it, is toxic. So in order to mine it then, going forward, they put the colonists in these ARC suits, mm-hmm. okay? The problem with the ARC suits is that you essentially lose your humanity. You know, you're essentially a robot or cyborg to that extent. So the colonists rebel. They don't want to be in these ARC suits. And that's where we pick up with Kai, who's our main character, where he is involved in one of these, fighting off one of these rebellions, and he starts to learn more about his society and the Zenitech and the his world than he thought he knew.
Yeah. Let's talk about the release schedule a little bit, because that's pretty interesting. So it's coming out as a monthly
yes.
from Dark Horse, and then you've got this deluxe hardcover
yes.
coming to Kickstarter at some point in the future.
Mm.
What can you expect for the Kickstarter? Like, what makes it deluxe?
I mean, it's hardcover. It's a very special edition. There's going to be a lot more bells and whistles.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. We're going to have an option with all of our signatures, including Tom Hardy. So it's a little something special, extra special for the fans.
Yeah. And how many issues is the series going to run?
It's going to be. I mean, it's right now it's 12.
Okay.
So the Kickstarter collects the first six issues together. But it's going to be a 12, and then we're looking to do more after that. So
yeah. And just one quick thing, slightly off this while I have you. You're going to be doing a Sabretooth series
yes.
for Marvel.
Yes.
Which seems like it's right in your wheelhouse.
Yes.
It looks.
Yes.
Nothing against you, but
no.
like dirty, gross, down to earth. Tell me a little
bit
about that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about that. What draws you to Sabretooth? What can we expect?
Well, Sabretooth, I mean, is a character I've written a number of times before. He's a character I obviously gravitate to. I just like him because he's just a son of a bitch. You know what I mean? he's dead now in the comics. But this is a story. Basically, we're picking up. Like right after his funeral, right after he dies, Wolverine's in a bar, and one of the oldest bars in New York, and he notices on the wall there's some in these old bars like McSorley's and whatnot. Uh-huh. They have images of old time photos and this and that. Well, this had from the 19th century, from the 1900s, photos of gangs,
uh-huh.
of gangs of New York, and one of them. He sees a Sabretooth, and he's like, what the fuck is this? You know what I mean? And then he's next to a guy in a bar, and a guy starts explaining the story, and we start to learn about this untold story about Sabretooth, how he was involved in the gangs of New York, how he was involved in this early underworld, and what does it mean to Wolverine in the future, in the present, should I say.
That sounds great. Excuse me. Looking forward to that. Just lost my voice.
That's fine. Already. It's day one.
It's good. Anything else you want to plug before I let you go?
I mean, I got Godzilla. Godzilla is...
he's right behind you right now.
He's right behind me right now, as it so happens, yes. Godzilla I'm doing. So that's still going on. We're going to be doing whatchamacallit. We're going to be doing another series. I don't know if I should announce
sure.
that yet, but, you know, we're doing a third series. I'm also going to be doing some creator-owned stuff that I can't announce yet. Some more stuff for DC I can't announce yet. Some video game stuff also can't announce yet.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what I can talk about. That's it for now. I mean, I'll also be doing some more Marvel stuff.
Yeah. That's a lot of stuff. I'm looking forward to all of it.
Yeah.
Looking forward to ArcBound. It's awesome. Frank, always great chatting with you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, pal. Good to see you.
And if you'd like to support our podcast, patreon.com/comicbookclub. Also, we do a live show every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. to Facebook and YouTube. Come hang out. We would love to chat with you about comic books, Apple, Spotify, Android, or the app of your choice. To subscribe, listen, and follow the show. At Comic Book Live on Twitter/X, Comic Book Club Live on TikTok and Instagram, comicbookclublive.com for this podcast and many more. Until next time, we'll see you at the Comic Book Club.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
I've been able to live my normal lifestyle, and I've lost 20 pounds already. It changed my life.
I wasn't expecting it to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.